Norway claims Venezuela talks willing to move forward though Guaido says no deal. By Francis Martel on May 30, 2019. The government of Norway, which has inserted itself into the struggle between Venezuelan President Juan Guaido and socialist dictator Nicolas Maduro, claimed on Wednesday that the two sides seem willing to move forward in talks hosted by Oslo. This was just hours before Guaido claimed no deal came of the talks and he would take to the streets again. In its statement, Oslo also appeared to threaten both sides into silence, demanding utmost caution in their comments and statements regarding the process. Norway, which recognizes Maduro as the nation's president despite his term ending in January, offered to host the talks but has not explained what qualifies it to settle the dispute or defined what a positive outcome from the talks would look like. Guaido was sworn in as president in January, as per the Venezuelan constitution, but Maduro refuses to vacate the presidential palace and controls the nation's military. As Maduro has imprisoned, tortured, and killed hundreds of opposition leaders, he has made a peaceful resolution with the opposition impossible. Most recently, Maduro sent his political police, the Bolivarian Intelligence Agency, or SOPIN, to arrest Edgar Zambrano, Guaido's deputy in the National Assembly. As Zambrano refused to get out of his car, SOPIN agents towed him and his car into the Helicoid, one of Venezuela's most notorious political prisons. Zambrano has been missing since May 9. The parties have demonstrated their willingness to move forward in the search for an agreed-upon and constitutional solution for the country, which includes political, economic and electoral matters, the Norwegian Foreign Ministry said on Wednesday. In order to preserve a process that can lead to results, the parties are requested to show their utmost caution in their comments and statements regarding the process. Guaido sent some of his top diplomats to the Oslo meeting this week, including National Assembly Vice President Stalin Gonzalez and former election official Vicente Diaz. Maduro sent his foreign minister and Hugo Chavez's son-in-law, Jorge Arreaza, and communications minister Jorge Rodriguez, brother of one of Maduro's most belligerent officials, Vice President Delcy Rodriguez. Maduro celebrated the results of the talks. Guaido's statement on the talks was far less optimistic. The mediation meeting that we attended at the invitation of the government of Norway in Oslo has concluded. We have ratified our route, the end of the usurpation, a transition government, and free elections as the way to solve the tragedy that our Venezuela suffers today, a statement Guaido published on Twitter Wednesday read, adding. That meeting ended without agreement. We have insisted that mediation will be useful for Venezuela so long as there are elements that allow the advance towards a true solution. Therefore, we remain in the struggle until we resolve the crisis all Venezuelans suffer. Thus, the process does not deter efforts through all constitutional avenues. We appreciate the will of the government of Norway to contribute to a solution to the chaos. We are willing to continue along with him, just as we have with the Lima Group and the Contact Group in the search for answers, the statement concludes. Guaido appeared on Fox Business Network Wednesday night and insisted that he would continue to organize protests against the regime despite the mediation. We have been struggling in the streets of Venezuela for the past 5 months demanding the end of the usurpation of power, Guaido told host Trish Regan. We are talking about 7 million people who are in dire need. There was no immediate agreement, so the chance that we have today is to remain in the streets, he insisted. The socialist-led Venezuelan opposition has attempted 4 other negotiation talks with Maduro since he took over for late dictator Chavez in 2013. All have failed and allowed Maduro to purchase weapons and bribe his officials into continued loyalty, resulting in the deaths of hundreds of protesters, including many children. Talks with the regime are extremely unpopular among the Venezuelan people. A poll released in early May found that 87.6% of Venezuelans oppose any talks between Maduro and President Guaido's administration. Guaido's announcement that he would participate in the Norway talks triggered outrage among Venezuelan conservatives who watched the other 4 attempts at mediation fail. Some warned it was a trap and a dead end, to which Guaido responded that the talks were not negotiations, but mediation and that this was different. We should properly verbalize the Norway thing, he said last week. We cannot use the regime's narrative. It is an invitation to mediation on the part of Norway. That is to say, it is not a negotiation or a dialogue. The United States, which was among the first countries to recognize Guaido, also appeared wary about the talks. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.